of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our special guest is Constance Cumby, and we're going to be talking about the metaphysical. Now, basically, if you study the history of the conservative movement in America going back to the 1960 or so, why, there's always been talk about an invisible government. Certainly, Dan Smoot wrote a book in 1960, The Invisible Government. And John Stormer wrote a book on Dendere called Treason, 1964, 1972, why Gary Allen wrote in Dendere called Conspiracy. There is a vast conspiracy, certainly. Woodrow Wilson wrote about it in his book, The New Freedom, and he talked about it. And he said, you know, since I've been in politics, many men have come to me, usually in private, and of course some of the biggest men in America in commerce and manufacturing are afraid of someone. They're afraid of something. They know there's a power so watchful, so organized, so subtle, so interconnected, so pervasive, so complete that they best not speak above their above the breath when they whisper about it. And there is that force there, and Woodrow Wilson recognized that. The quotation comes from his book, The New Freedom, published in 1915. But certainly President Roosevelt wrote about this. We have a copy of the letter I found in Colonel House's papers. It's been quoted many times since then, but certainly President Roosevelt wrote to Colonel House in October of 1933, and we'll send you a copy of the letter if you'd like. He's saying, you know, as you and I know, why the government has been owned by forces in the major centers, the major financial centers, for 100 years, back to the time of Andrew Jackson. And, of course, it was Dwight D. Eisenhower who talked about the military industrial complex, and John Kennedy talked about secret societies. The speeches are up on the internet. Certainly Ronald Reagan talked about the Iron Triangle, and they all recognized there was something there, but nobody really put it together. How do you understand what's really going on? And I didn't understand until I read Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. That was back in the early 1980s, shortly after she wrote it, and I got to know Constance. What a privilege it's been, and we've been in constant touch ever since then. And of course, she's written extensively. You can hear her radio programs. In fact, she does a radio program a Tuesday and Thursday on the network, and I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So our programs are heard usually by the same people. But she called me recently about a book called The Practical Visionary, which is a How to Do It book written by a person on the other side who is part of this vast conspiracy. And it affects, you cannot go into a major city or even most minor cities in this country today without finding a metaphysical bookstore. And most people don't even know what the metaphysical is all about. But I'll tell you, there are a lot more people in those bookstores who aren't Christian bookstores. And many Christian bookstores will have a section on metaphysical books. What are they doing in Christian bookstores? Why, very simply, They've infiltrated every aspect of our life, finance and the military and the Christian seminaries and the Christian bookstores. Good morning, Constance. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
So why don't you take off and explain to our listeners what this metaphysical movement is and how it permeates every aspect of our society.
Well, metaphysical is an intellectualized word the New Agers love to apply to their esoteric teachings, which at their base have some, it's the mirror image opposite of what we as Christians believe. Catholics call it Gnosticism. And it's basically a belief that all spirit is, all matter is evil and all spirit is good. And some spirits are good and some spirits are very, very bad. It's that they're dealing with at this, quote, metaphysical, unquote, level are basically instructions on how to get in touch with the bad spirits who pose cheerfully as the good spirits. And they call it metaphysical. But you examine their writings, and they're talking about some very interesting features. One of the common elements that seems to run through them is reference to, for example, a solar angel, which, as I delved deeply, more deeply into their teachings, and the solar angel was coming up everywhere, basically refers to Lucifer.
And they
believe.
Know what they're doing. That's the thing. They know exactly what they're doing, that they use these terms so that we won't understand.
Exactly. And so people, angel, and people have one thing. They're a benevolent guardian angel. Watch that God sent them to look out for them. And their concept of it is Lucifer, who they say made a sacrifice for our planet, who gave up a privileged spot in heaven to come ensure that our planetary evolution went as planned. And so it's just all reversed. Good is evil, evil is good. But it comes literally cloaked, just as the scripture said, as an angel of light. And these folks talk about enlightenment, illumination. They have paintings. They have pictures. And once they're into this thing, they are initiated as far as they're concerned. And it's their mission to initiate the rest of us, and those of us that are not initiatory material basically don't deserve to be here.
And they intend to kill off large segments of the population. And, I mean, we're talking, well, Barbara Marks Hubbard talks about a quarter of the population. This woman ran for vice president of the United States, consultant.
Yes, she said, in fact, she talked about probably half of it. Basically, there was one quarter who was really good and deserved to be around here. There was another quarter who were like useless eaters, and then there were some more people that just didn't care what was were going on. They were kind of apathetic folks, and they didn't really deserve to be here either. And then there were the one-fourth that were the fundamentalist religious fanatics that had to go. And then she said that the spirits channeled through her. Said to her, we come to bring death. We do this for the sake of the planet. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. They will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful hour in Earth's history. And you've got a whole lot of people plugged in believing this. Now, when I started practicing law in the mid-1970s...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier in Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest this morning is Constance Cumby, and I wanted to explain to you that you live in a make-believe world. You don't live in the real world. You think you know what's going on. After all, where our attention is being focused on the terrible shooting there in Arizona and the tragedy of Gabriella Gifford, and, but the government's got things under control. Certainly we haven't had any major terrorist attacks in America, and a few terrorists around, but, most of them have actually been recruited by FBI and Asian provocateurs, and we had the underwear bomber, but his bomb didn't go off, and we had the shoe bomber, and his bomb didn't go off, and then we had the smoke bomber. He went to Pakistan, and the wicked terrorist taught him how to build a smoke bomb, and he built a smoke bomb, and he set it off in Times Square, and everybody's just so concerned about the threat of terrorism, but there is a real threat of terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. There are probably well over 100 Islamic terrorist training camps here in America. They're coordinated out of a place called Islamburg in New York. You can go up on the Internet, read the writings of Dr. Paul Williams, who spoke at our last conference. You need to know they're there. They have their felons, ex-felons. They're training them with automatic weapons for when the word is given and they're unloosed on our public and burning our forests and destroying our malls. And they're there, hundreds, thousands of them, trained Islamic terrorists in America. And you've never heard of them. It's part of this whole program to destroy the structure. But the word hasn't been given just yet. How could that be, and why doesn't 60 Minutes tell us? Fortunately, you have the Internet, and you can prove me a liar, or you can prove that I'm right, and hopefully we get involved in this. You have to understand there are powerful metaphysical forces that are directing what's going on in America, because this is madness. But we're living in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are really sane, and everybody thinks we're crazy. Well, we think there's some sort of a vast conspiracy out there. And you will, too, if you look and check your local community and you go to your local metaphysical bookstore, and there are more people there than there are in the Christian bookstore, and they're all into the alternative approach to things. Most of them have no idea what this is about. They don't understand how it ties into the Muslim world and the world terrorist movement and international finance and the plan to destroy America. But there really are people who intend to kill off most of the people in the world. But you pick up the story, Constance, because so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. If you look at it logically, it makes total sense if you understand that what's going on is the mirror image of what we think is going on. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. There's a slogan that these folks have, crisis equals opportunity. And one of their well-known figures, you and I have talked about him many, many times, Maurice Strong, wrote gave an interview for a Canadian paper back in the early 90s, about 1990. And then talked about an ongoing series of meetings. It's getting ready to get together again in Davos, Switzerland next week, called the World Economic Forum. And a high percentage of those who are invited to attend there are into the occult as well as being into very high financial and political circles. And it's a virtual who's who in the world, and it's either people that are into it or folks that they think can manipulate it, and they do have grand design, global designs. And people such as Maurice Strong are plugged very heavily into the Theosophical network and Theosophical teachings. And
this is Luciferian for our listeners out there.
Oh, it is that, but there is another word that we're hearing an awful lot these days, and it's called everything is interconnected and interrelated. Now, their themes have been global problems require global solutions, A. B, we have a global crisis. We have a global financial crisis. They've been beating the drums for a global warming as well. And then they get a few very ice-cold winters, and that makes fools of them on that. So they say, okay, climate extremes. And there have been some places in the world experiencing some climate extremes. Australia's had floods recently of biblical proportions, and Brazil's had some bad times, too. These bad times seem to come and go about every year. But Alice Bailey, who many of the top leadership are plugged into writings. I'm talking about people at the level that Maurice Strong, who was, and I have a photograph somewhere in my collection of him at the Findhorn Foundation in Scotland, which is literally the Vatican City of the New Age movement, and with a group tour there, and they are praying for the reappearance of the Christ. Now, they don't mean Jesus. They're talking about Maitreya, who is sent by the solar angel, Sanat Kumara, and that he's going to be the avatar for the age of Aquarius, and that basically he's already here, but they want conditions ripe that he can make a public emergence. And people at a very high level, such as Robert Mueller, who he's sort of retired now, but he's running a university down in Costa Rica for the United Nations, but he was Assistant Secretary General in charge of 37 agencies.
Of the United Nations.
Of the United Nations.
Secretary General of the United Nations.
He was Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, but under him were 37 agencies, including UNESCO.
Right.
United Nations Economic, Social, and Cultural Organization. And they basically an underpinning teaching was that in order for this to happen, the world would have to accept that everything was interrelated and interconnected, that we were all parts of this undivided whole, that if we deviated from these themes, then we were, as another one of their number that they frequently quote, likes to say, including Barbara Marx Hubbard, were cancerous cells in the global brain that need to be surgically excised, removed. You would know more about that than me as a surgeon. Okay. But they this year they are meeting, and they've got some warnings this year. They're really on a crisis equals opportunity bent, because they're now saying that the big crisis is that global governance is apparently failing, that too many folks are going opposite directions, that they had very strong pushes for it, towards it for a while, and now it's kind of petered out. And so now they're meeting next week. They've issued a risk interconnection map, and everything is interconnected and interrelating. And it's they basically would like to have much more sophisticated tracking mechanisms. As somebody, a friend of mine, put it, they wanted total tracking for global sustainability. And so basically what they're saying was that on the current path, nothing is sustainable, that if we don't make these crucial changes, like right now, then we're going to have global collapse.
And, of course, what you're
and
talking
so they've
about
got all these this interrelated things as to global governance failures and how that's affecting fragile states and geopolitical conflict and terrorism, and that everything is feeding into everything else. And by golly, we've got to accept what they have to say right now, or we're not going to survive. If they get control, we're not going to survive anyway.
What they want is to track every human being and every item on Earth. Basically, India now is issuing their RFID identification cards to all of their 1.2 billion people. They actually, when the census taker came around last year to your home, they had a little GPS coordinator with it, and they marked your home. But it wasn't just your home in the United States, so they'd have a GPS coordinator on it. It was every home in the world.
Yes.
This is a
in fact, I just
moment.
Happened to be out in the yard when it came by because I heard my dog barking, and then there was a very friendly little lady, not a little old lady, but probably a lady in her 40s, and she's petting and talking very nice to my dog, and then she explains that she's there on the census, and they're doing the... they're doing the preliminary GPS survey. She had the device right in her hand. I saw her with it in the yard. I wish I'd had my camera.
And people don't understand. This is all part. This is all coordinated by this. Everything will be controlled. That's why they want to put RFID chips in, you know, in every undershirt and every underpants, so they can track everything, and they can do it with their computers. And you say this is madness. Well, of course it's madness, because we're dealing with a whole system that is crazy. But it is all about global control, destruction of freedom, and ultimately the destruction of much of humanity. They really want to kill off most of the people in the world. Maurice Strong even talked about that in the early 1990s, gave an interview with a fellow from West Magazine talking about the necessity of destroying the economy of the world. And that's what
yes, he said, what if they got together and a group of insiders at Davos that were plugged into these this knowledge on, and if they didn't decide that it was their duty in the interest of saving the planet to collapse the world economy and hold the people at Davos, Switzerland, some of them who were businessmen that were interested in bottom lines, not new age lines, and demand that these changes be made, and that he wouldn't it be their sort of their patriotic duty for the planet to do this. But looking at the World Economic Forum charts for this year, it looks like they've got it pre-designed. There's one of their things that they have set up on their interrelation chart, in addition to earthquakes and volcano eruptions. Nobody's explained to me how that one is tied in. In fact, that's one loose end that they have up there. Maybe that's a hint of a recognition that they're not solely in control, but storms and cyclones, flooding, biodiversity loss, air pollution. But on the economic collapse, they've got three things, and it sounds like what Maurice Strong was saying before, asset price collapse, which lead connected to fiscal crises, which are connected to global imbalances and currency volatility, which in turn lead to asset price collapse, fiscal crises. And basically, they're issuing dire warnings and saying that there's woe to the world if we don't accept the Davos warnings and take their guidance seriously.
And these are the people who run the world, the most powerful financiers in the world. Many of them are tied into this whole world occult movement.
Now, Maurice Strong, you mentioned Maurice Strong, and that is very fascinating because he has a website, which I've visited a few times and taken as much stuff off of it as I could at one time. And he talked openly about the population and then said because of all the fuss over it, they had to put the population reduction issues on the back burner for a time. But it's still very much in their heads, and it's recurring because now, once again, we're seeing them make these projections that if we don't do things pretty soon, now it's instead of the 6 billion, now we're going to be up to 9 billion. And Javier Solana, for example, gave a talk at Central European University and basically saying how he was an insider in all of this, along with the others, and that if these trends continued and with Chinese advancing towards middle class, and that we would need another planet to go to, we would need to have two planets to accommodate everybody living at a decent level. And so they're beating the drums very strong once again on population reduction.
And they really do intend to reduce dramatically the number of people in the world. They're already in the process of doing it. And they're using, even Bill Gates will tell you, they're using vaccination for population control. And yet, if you dare to speak out and suggest that vaccination is harmful, if you're a doctor, they'll go after your license, as they did recently with Dr. Wakefield and two people who refused to renounce his work, who co-authored his paper. There were 12 people who co-authored the paper. 10 of them were forced, under threat of losing their ability to make a living, to renounce the initial suggestion. There's a possibility that there's a relationship between vaccination and autism. Who would not renounce it? They took away their medical license. They destroyed them. Why? Because they're trying to save humans.
Dr. Bruce Nelson is one of the world's foremost pain specialists. He's had over 1,000 fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue clients. He has spoken internationally and has been the main speaker at the National Fibromyalgia Convention. He will be giving a free health seminar Thursday, January the 20th at 7 p.m. at Energy Events, 1132 Dillon Road, Suite 3, Louisville, Colorado. Call 303-865-5300 for more information or visit the website www.drbrucenelson.com. All health professionals and public invited.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is good friend Constance Cumby, and we're talking about what's going on in the other world, the real world, not the world that you get from reading your local newspaper or watching television. There are powerful metaphysical forces, spiritual forces at work within our society, and they have literally millions of their agents here in America. Some of them know exactly what it's about. Others are simply going along. I mean, they've read Marianne Williamson's The Course in Miracles. Why? She's pushed by the high priestess of this whole movement, a woman named Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah will have on Rhonda Byrne's with her book, The Secret, or her DVD, The Secret. And you go up on the Internet and pull it down. There is a secret. And if you tap into that, you can have wealth. You can have power. You can have love and happiness and prosperity. And what is the secret? Why, very simply, the law of attraction. Through your mind, you can manipulate reality because, of course, you are God. Well, that's what they want. And of course, who said that first? Why, the serpent did in the Garden of Eden. And if you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you can be as God and you shall never die. Isn't that a wonderful promise? But, of course, it's a lie. And this whole thing is to destroy your belief in the true God. And these people do worship God, but they worship a different God. And you look on the back of the dollar bill, and you see the occult emblem on the left side, and you see the eye there of Horus or Lucifer. They're all the same figure. And the caption above, in God we trust. And the average American thinks they're talking about the God of the Bible, the God they worship. They don't understand. There is another God out there. And, of course, that is the powerful God, the one who, in the Garden of Eden, the angel of light, who wanted Adam to be free and told him to eat of the knowledge of the tree of the fruit of good and evil, but of course it was the dark angel, the evil one, who told Adam not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because after all, God did not want him to know, that evil person didn't want him to know about all of these, the truth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they've made good evil, evil good, and this is the world we live in. We can't change it. You can live in the make-believe world. You can face the world as it is. You can read Constance's book, and we do have some copies we found. And it's The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And I told my vice secretary, well, why hang on to the book? Sell them. Get them out there. We have a wonderful talk that Constance gave on the emergence talk she gave when she was visiting us. And we have the four-tape set of my interviews with Constance on the Aquarian conspiracy. But before we go on, Constance, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog, how they can listen to your radio program.
Oh, that would be very wonderful. I have a blog spot, and we have a very active forum over there, and all the back issues are archived. There's a wealth of information there, and I have links to other very excellent resources. And there are many things that you can pull down for free on my blog spot. In fact, right now I don't have anything for sale over there. You can go over there and pull it down, things that other people are charging some very huge amounts of money for, I discovered on the Internet. But we have many resources, and it's worldwideweb.cumbey.blogspot.com, or if you're a Googler or use an equivalent search engine, if you just type in Cumbey, C-U-M-B-E-Y, it will probably just take you there first, and that will be the very first link. Click on it, and you're there. And then to participate in the forum, I don't require passwords or any horrible barriers, and if you want to be anonymous over there, you can. Some are, and other people use handles, and some people use their name. And that you just go to the comments section, and we use the comments section as the public forum. And there's very lively, and we have participation from literally all over the world. I've been amazed. I turn on and I see that we've got people from Mongolia participating. There are people from Australia and New Zealand regularly participating. People from Moscow. And really been. I saw one from New Delhi, India recently. Some from Saudi Arabia. I've just been amazed at the people that are looking at it. And so there's a lot of things over there, and there are interesting people sharing information, and sometimes there's dissenters that come on and start quarrels, but that gets to be very interesting, too, because you can find out where folks are coming from. So.
And, of course, there's somebody, people just hate God, and, you know, of course, they call me sometimes, but, you know, to tell me that they don't believe in God, and then how do you respond to somebody who makes a statement like that over radio when you know you're being heard throughout the world?
Well, I just tell them I couldn't, you know, hey, I'd have to be a believer, an unlimited believer in coincidence, not to believe in God. I couldn't get out of bed in the morning if I didn't believe in God.
So
I'm just
really
basically an unapologetic
no
Christian.
I mean, life is hopeless. If there's no God out there, you might as well just commit suicide. I mean, you're going to live, you're going to be miserable, you're going to die, and that's the end of it? Is that all there is to life?
And, Dr. Stan, that's been the tragedy. Some have. That James Webb was a brilliant, brilliant researcher on what was going on, and I think he had gotten to the bottom of many things. And he committed suicide at age 26 after he'd written his third book that he wrote, The Occult Establishment, The Occult Underground. And then his third book was The Harmonious Circle, about the Gurdjieffian groups and their deliberate deception. And I think when he got done with that one, he decided there was just no hope for the world whatsoever, that it was too far gone. And he did take his own life at age 26. And who knows what he could have produced if he had just had some faith in God and continued on.
And if there is no God, life has no meaning. I mean, if evolution is true, then the world is hopeless and there is no hope for anything. Well, anyway, of course, there is hope and there is
God. Well, then
God.
They place their hope on Lucifer, who they said just made the... But that's the thing that is so inconsistent about this, because they're admitting there's a God. And then when you get more deeply into their esoteric traditions, well, yes, there's this evil spirit called Jehovah, and there was this wonderful spirit called Lucifer, and it's just all upside down. They literally do not know which side their bread is buttered on.
Amen to that. Well, you know, one of the things that you did comment, it's a little diversion, but, you know, when you went through Henry Ford's mansion back there in Detroit,
yes,
where you live, you know, what did you find?
Oh, he had many books on the shelf on theosophy, on the reappearance of the Christ. He was obviously deeply into the esotericism that had permeated the world in the 1920s when they were expecting Krishnamurti to come and be the new world savior.
And what people don't understand is Henry Ford, you know, we have a vision of him, this great American capitalist champion of freedom. He actually was very close to Adolf Hitler. He was very close to
the communists. In fact, he financed the publication of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion,
sure,
which Hitler did literally use as a warrant for genocide. And Henry Ford was one who helped popularize that French forgery, and it was translated into various languages.
Hold that for just a moment, because that's a very important fact. Most people don't understand the significance. We'll be right back with Constance Gumbel.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6
through 9.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Constance Cumby. And, of course, Constance was mentioning the protocols. The protocols are the Mein Kampf of what's happening. If you don't believe there's a master plan, read the protocols. But do not believe that it was written by the Jews. Of course, it's the basis of much anti-Semitism. It was popularized here in America by Henry Ford. Why? Because he was deeply involved in the satanic movement. And, of course, one of his closest friends was Thomas Edison, who was a theosophist. Thomas Edison, a disciple of Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, made many amazing, discoveries and inventions. How did he do it? He went into trances. He would start to meditate, and all these ideas would come to him that made our life so much more bearable. But, of course, they came from this supernatural force. And but Henry Ford, of course, was pushing the protocols, which, of course, is the basis of anti-Semitism, was the basis of the Holocaust, and he tried to popularize this here in the United States. Why? Because this is all written by the Satanists to draw attention away from their movement and shift it over to the Jews. The Jews are responsible for everything going on in the world. And, of course, this is a cover for this Luciferian movement, which is the real basis of everything going on today. We've got a lot of Jews who are involved in the satanic movement, and you got a lot more who are conservative and love America, and a lot of them have become Christians, and they're Messianic Jews. So it has nothing to do with the race. It has to do with a world satanic movement. That's what's so hard for people to understand, isn't it, Constance?
That is. That is. You mentioned Henry Ford. There was also another lady, and lady primarily responsible for getting them into circulation, and her name was Yuliana Glinka. And Glinka is mentioned in the foreword to the protocols, an old version I have. She's actually mentioned in there. Justina, sometimes known as Justina Glinka, sometimes Juliana Glinka. She was the leading Parisian disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky.
Really?
And she took them to Serge Nihilus, supposedly took them from Serge Nihilus for translation into Russia. And they were used worldwide just to stir people up against one of the three major target groups of the New Age movement, the Jews.
Well, I've always felt that this was written by the Satanists, but certainly that ties it directly into the Theosophists, who wanted to shift the responsibility for what they were doing, put it on the Jews, because, of course, Lucifer hates the Jews, because God put them aside for a specific purpose in his ultimate plan.
Now, that was something interesting, too, because then you go into some of the deep New Age literature of some of the New Age cults, and they actually have it in print that the Jews were a race illicitly cloned by Jehovah to interfere with Lucifer's planetary initiation.
And first, the basis of anti-Semitism is this Luciferian plan to take over control of the world. But that's what Lucifer's always wanted to. He wanted to usurp God and be worshipped to control the world. And people think that's so superficial. I mean, it's so simple. I mean, this is such a simplistic explanation of what's going on, but it is really simple. I mean,
it is very simple, and basically they try to marginalize, and that's one reason I was viewed with. I was one of the few people who managed to marginalize them for a time and a season. But one, a professor at the University of Detroit who's been there for years, it's a Catholic school, but this guy's a hardcore New Ager, and who also was active in very left-wing political circles. And I ran into him at the New Age bookstore when I was collecting some documentation, and he goes, "Well, Connie," he said, "what do you think those are, demons?" I said, "Well, Michael, what do you think they are, angels?" Just put it right back on them.
And the one thing they cannot extend is exposure. Basically, of course, they are almost to their goal. They're almost to their where they want to be, and that is in total control. And really, for all intents and purposes, they are. I mean, if you read the writings of Corrine McLaughlin very close to the Lucius Trust, as she and her husband have worked associated with for many years, and she writes about how for years they had been praying, people all throughout the world, that a man named Barack Obama would become the president of the United States. And all the people say, oh, he's a communist, he's a socialist. No, there's a powerful spiritual force. He is the president because they want him as the president. That is what's so amazing, and yet nobody will tell you that.
Well, I started smelling a rat because Hillary Clinton, and we know when she had her New Age ties, she had Marianne Williamson to the White House, and she had Jean Houston to the White House, and she had Anthony Robbins to the White House, she and her husband, and as presidential advisors. And when Hillary was running for president, suddenly these people viciously turned on her. And the Marianne Williamson, who had been close and an advisor and an insider, suddenly said, I'm not going to vote my vagina. And Jean Houston boycotted Hillary's speech in Jean Houston's little town where she was living in a remote area at the time. And none of them supported her. Now, I've tried to analyze why the New Agers turned on her so viciously so much at once. It could be, there could be a financial reason, too. Oprah Winfrey was responsible for making so many of their books bestsellers. And Marianne Williamson was probably very heavily dependent on Oprah Winfrey's patronage and support. But at any rate, they all backed off of Hillary Clinton and were supporting Barack Obama, which just would not have happened unless there was some type of esoteric consensus. I'll bet Hillary did not know what was going on.
Probably didn't. I mean, she's certainly not very high in the circles, although, I mean, it's the most amazing thing. Here's a woman, when she first went to the White House with her husband, she invites Hillary, Jean Houston, to come to the White House and conjure up the spirits of Mahatma Gandhi and Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean, if you look back, you remember that. Why wasn't that ever brought up when she was running for the president, for the Democratic nomination for president? Hey, we're out of time. God bless, Constance. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being with us.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Constance Cumby. I would simply point out, have you ever stopped and wondered why Kristen O'Donnell ran for Senate? She was a Tea Party candidate. She had remarked many years ago that she had been into witchcraft when she was young. She'd converted, become a Christian, and yet that dogged her all during the campaign. But isn't it interesting that when Hillary Clinton ran for the Democratic nomination for the presidency, nobody mentioned she had invited Jean Houston to come to the White House to conjure up spirits of people who'd visited the White House. Why did they pick on Christine O'Donnell? Because she had been into witchcraft as a young woman and then, of course, become a devout Christian? And why are they harassing her today on her campaign expenditures where, as nobody mentions Hillary's association with the occult? Why? Because, of course, the media is controlled. And when you understand that, why, everything becomes so much more apparent. There is this vast movement, permeates every aspect of our society, and behind it, powerful spiritual forces. How do you understand it? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't. Shame on you. It's the primer which will help you to understand. Now, we do have copies of Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby, a very important book. We have a DVD, The Emergence. Constance talks about, of course, her experience, how she got into this, and, of course, what she found. And the people were quite open. They worship Lucifer. And Lucifer is going to rule the world very soon. And then we have a four-CD set of our interviews with Constance. Fascinating information. You'll certainly want to get it and have it. To understand what's going on, I have a talk. It's called Dark Secret. It's available only on a CD at the present time. It's one of the five talks at our last conference, and you can get it along with the syllabus. That's the Dark Secret. Along with the syllabus that goes with it, that gives you the documentation for everything I say, or you can go ahead and you can get the combined talks that were given, including the one by Dr. Paul Williams, talking about the Islamic training camps, where we have literally thousands of hardened criminals out of federal prison being trained with automatic weapons and explosives for when the world is given. This is here in the United States. This isn't imaginary. This is real. Go up on the internet and look up Islamberg or Gulen, Gullen. He's the multi-billionaire who, of course, is operating here in America, has schools all over this country training people in this radical Islamic hatred of America. And finance, why, you're probably the CIA and drug money. He's intimately involved with this whole world movement. The State Department tried to keep him out. The CIA of the country didn't want Gulen to be allowed to come into this country because he was a subversive. But the State Department, the FBI testified he was perfectly all right and should be brought into the State Department. I've forgotten how it worked, but I think that certainly one branch of our government wanted to keep him out because he was subversive, but of course the CIA had guaranteed what a great guy he is. Gulen, of course, he's one of the most subversive and dangerous men in the world, and he's living in Pennsylvania on a heavily guarded enclave. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are really sane. And everybody thinks we're crazy. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord.
Now you can read. reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.